Hey folks, Dan Frew here with your opening bell for August 25th, 2025, and I missed it again. Every time I go away, something happens with these in a big way. So what did we have happen last Friday? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode, because whatever happened Friday really dropped those things over here, and will these rates continue? Because I called 6.5% at the beginning of the year with a flat housing market. We're there. So what's next? That's what we're going to talk about in today's episode, folks. So my name is Dan Frew. I do this report each day to help inform you guys what's going on with those and the whys behind it. What we're going to talk about today is the Federal Reserve Chairman spoke at Jackson Hole on Friday. Gave fantastic news. Basically, he came out and said, we're going to cut rates. The markets rallied. I think the Dow Jones closed almost up 1,000 points. Mortgage rates dropped all the way to 6.5%, right where I said they would be at the beginning of the year. I said, Q3, we're going to see 6.5%. We're also going to see a completely stagnant housing market. And I called it this year. I hit it right on the button. So what's next? Well, let's get over to it. So here's what happened the other day. If you watch my channel frequently, you notice we go over this thing right through here. It's the MBS. What this is a mortgage bond. This bond right here basically creates your mortgage rate, because the yield on this thing is basically the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So what happened yesterday, Friday? Well, again, when the bond market goes up, look at this move. It was up 30, 40 points. When this bond market goes up, rates come down. So this is what caused mortgage rates to drop almost an eighth of a percent Friday alone. So that's what we're seeing. So what are we expecting this week, and what's the market's going to focus in on now? Because the Federal Reserve basically said, Jackson Hole, we're going to cut rates. Let's get to an interview on CNBC right through here. I want to focus in on this. Then when we get back, I'm going to show you what I'm expecting with the bond market this week. I think it's going to be on pause a little bit until some of this data comes in. But it's also in the market for the equity markets. We're going to talk about that as well, and how all this plays a role in these things over through here. So let's get over and see what her take is on what the Federal Reserve did, what they're going to do, and then I'll give you my expectations on where rates are going to go from here. So take it away.
Former Cleveland Fed president to this discussion. And Loretta, it's great to have you on. I do want to get your thoughts, your takeaways from Fed Chair Powell and what he presented this morning.
Well, a clear indication that he's ready to move rates down, I think, based on the data he's seen so far and what he thinks is likely to happen. And I think of it as being viewed more like an insurance cut against the downside risk to the employment part of the mandate. He did emphasize, and Steve, I think you pointed this out, that they're going to be very, very focused on making sure that inflation expectations remain, and long-term inflation expectations remain contained and consistent with 2%. So I view this as a 25, pointing to his view is that it's appropriate to do a 25 basis point cut as soon as September, but not necessarily the start of a long walk down the rate path, that they're going to be cautious about how they proceed after that. And so I think sometimes they say that's a hawkish cut, and I guess that's how I perceived it is. It's time now to maybe reevaluate the stance. He did say he viewed policy right now as still modestly restrictive, so he has a window to bring down the degree of restrictiveness, still have policy be a bit restrictive that'll help on the inflation part of the mandate, and yet take out that insurance against some of those downside risks. Mm.
So that's what they spoke about. So here's basically what she said. They're going to cut because of this right through here. So I want to go over to the economy at a glance for you, real quick, right through here. So this is what the Federal Reserve monitors. They were actually created for two reasons. Those reasons were to keep inflation in check and to keep the jobs market at full employment. 4.2 is full employment. And now we're focusing on the PCE, the inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. So let's fast forward to what we're seeing this week in the economic calendar. So if you go look at today, we got building permits. That was right in line with expectations. You can see right through there. Not really anything else the rest of the day. Tuesday, we're going to have core durable goods, the S&P Case-Shiller Index, how are home prices going? We're going to get that tomorrow. And then you scroll down on Wednesday. There's really usually nothing on Wednesday. Then Thursday, we get the jobs numbers. The initial jobless claims and continued claims. What we're going to focus in on that is the continued claims. Are people able to get jobs back? We don't want this to continue to grow over 2 million. When you see that, that's going to be a weak jobs market right through there. And then on Friday, here's what we're getting in. So on Thursday, we get the jobs numbers. On Friday, we're getting the PCE, core PCE, PCE month over month, year over year. Why is it so important? Well, that's right through here. This is the number. This is the inflation number that the Federal Reserve is most concerned about. So we're going to get that number latter part of this week. So we're going to fill in how the jobs market's starting to look, you know, how that's going. And then also what the inflation numbers on the PCE number looks like. And that's going to be major important, major numbers coming out later this week. So here's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting the market to pull back a little bit. U.S. Treasury yields tick higher as investors look toward key inflationary data this week. But when you have a market that just did this, okay, so here's what I want to show you guys. This is the price of a bond. So when you have a price of a bond go that high, that fast, what normally happens? Let's assume this was a stock. Well, people start to sell because they're making profits on this. Here's a concern I also have. See this gap right through here? Usually a gap fills. Hopefully it fills and this doesn't deteriorate and give us go back right down to where we were the other day. So this might give you an opportunity to lock in at 6.5, not 6.6, not 6.7, but 6.5 right where we are right now. Because what's happened lately is if we go to, let's look at a 6-month chart and see if this is it. Here's what we see in the markets. And I'm going to show you how we put on our website a tool you guys can use to lock in the rate that you're looking for. And here, let me explain what's going on. Here's what we've seen in the bond market over the last 6 months. Again, when the price goes up here, that means rates are coming down. All right. When the prices go down, rates are going up. Look at this move where we were. We were at 100.89 back in, what was this? The early part of the year. This is when everybody was locking in at those low rates, 6.25 and things like that. Then it went all the way back to 7. There's that move. So do you see when back in, when was this? April 4th. 2025, we had this massive move. It went from 100.8 to 100.330. That's a 50 basis point move. That's even bigger than we got the other day on Friday, which was that move. So don't, you know, if you tried to lock in here and you're like, I just want a little bit better, and then you waited and rates went back up to 7, don't let that happen again. Here's what keeps happening. We have these major rallies, then we pull all the way back, major rallies, pull somewhat back. So the highs are getting higher, lows are getting lower. That's a good trajectory, but this might give you an opportunity to lock in because could rates spike up as quick as they did? Yeah, they could. They could just do that. So again, my apologies, folks. This, as this goes up, rates are coming down. So this is the low, and then they spiked all the way back to 7%. So if you missed that a little bit, as this goes down, rates go up. Okay, so that's what we focused in on that. So don't miss it again if that's what you're looking at. Go over to here. Let's see what the markets are doing. See the Dow Jones. Basically, we got red across the board, probably profit taking because this market rallied huge. Look, stock futures slip after Dow's record close. Treasurers await NVIDIA earnings this week. So basically the markets are just saying, okay, we made a ton of money on Friday. We're going to cash out, get a little gunpowder, free gunpowder, and see if we can jump back into the markets. And that's what you're seeing here in stocks as well as bonds today. So oil's up just a little bit. It's still under $65 a barrel. Why do we focus in on this? Well, this is hugely inflationary. If it goes to $70, $80, $90, $100 a barrel, that can add some major inflation to our economy. We don't want that. So we want oil at $65 or lower. And then we got the 10-year treasury up 2 ticks today. And that had a massive drop the other day as well. So that's what we're seeing in the markets today. Really nothing on the agenda on the economic calendar. The main news that we're going to get is the latter part of the week. On Wednesday and Friday, we're going to get a lot of components that the markets will be concerned about. And the reason why, you know, it'll be affecting these things over through here, folks. So that's what we're seeing through there. Let's get over and see what the Federal Reserve, what they're expected to do at the next meeting or meetings, because this number right through here, if we look at the probability of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the September meeting, basically even the chairman came out and said, well, we're going to cut rates. Well, let's see if that's going to feed over to future rate cuts. So let's go over to the CME FedWatch tool. What this thing tells us is what's the expectations of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting and meetings all the way through next year. So let's go down through here, and what I want you guys to do is hit the probability button. You scroll over here and it's 83%. This was 99.9 not too long ago. Then it went into the 70s last week. Now we're back above 80%. So basically, Federal Chairman Powell came in and said, well, we're most likely going to cut rates. So they basically backed themselves into a corner. So they'll cut at this meeting. Then all the data that we get from here, basically through the middle of next month, you know, and so forth, that'll feed into what they do at the October meeting. So my expectations are right now, folks, I don't know how much lower they're going to go. I expected 6.5% range to basically sit here for a while. I was hoping we got here and we got here. So I'm expecting rates right now to be 6.5 to 6.75. This is on the lower part of the range. So lock in when you can. There's really no catalyst until the Federal Reserve really truly cuts to bring us below 6.5%. But, you know, could it happen? Absolutely could happen. But if you see something through here, look at the 15-year. It's now at in the 5.9 ranges. We actually quoted a few times the other day FHA loans in the 5.99 range. So, and that was with no points and no lender fees. So that was pretty cool. You do have to pay the FHA fee. Well, you always have to pay an FHA fee when you do an FHA loan. But if you're in the sevens on FHA, please reach out to us. We'd love to help you to see if you can navigate down the low sixes, maybe in the high fives. Same if you're looking to buy or if you're refinancing an FHA loan, folks. FHA and VA rates are way down there right now. So if you got one of those loans and you're in the sevens, please call us. So what do we do? How do I do things? Who am I? Well, my name is Dan Frio, and I do this report actually each day to inform you guys what's going on with these and the whys behind it. And the reason why I do it, I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. What does that mean for you? I work at a bank that holds a federal license. So basically, I hold a federal license in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The unique thing about this place is, otherwise I'd call it a brokerage, because we're set up with 33 other lenders to help you guys. When you call in, what are you looking for? Best rate, lowest fees. We're going to check it with 33 lenders we work with. We can't really say we're a broker because we're a bank. So I'm going to say we're a massive bank set up with over 30 different lenders to help you guys compare mortgage rates and offers. How does it work? We just go to our website. I'm going to work with you as a loan officer, get you approved, and then it doesn't matter from there. I'm going to check rates that we have here at the bank. Then I'm going to check all 33 other lenders. And each week, Alan and I come on live to show you what we do behind the scenes. So check out this Wednesday. We'll show you that on how we give you a quote and how we compare it with over 30 different lenders. It's pretty intriguing, but you work with us during this whole process. So how do you find out more about me and my team? Well, just go to therateupdate.com. If you want to give us a call, you can give us a call. The number's right up through here. If you're looking to reach out to me, just ask a question, please do. You can ask Dan right through here. Wonder if you're already having a loan estimate and you're like, okay, Dan, can you compare these things? Yeah, I can. Just go right through here. Loan estimate review. What I want you to do is upload your loan estimate. Let me scan it over the 33 different lenders we have and compare it. Can we get you a lower rate, lower fees, all the above? If we do, I hope to win you as a customer. So that's what we do here, folks. And if you're also looking to buy, check out this video right through here. It'll give you a grant up to $7,000. There's no payments. It's forgiven. You walk out of the closing, you don't owe it, and there's no lien on your property, making it even much easier to refinance down the road for when you're looking, you know, to marry the house and date the rate. It's a great program to have. So my name is Dan Frio. Love to help you out. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, please reach out to us. Or if you haven't yet subscribed, do so over there if you would. We're this close to 40,000 subscribers, and only you can help me get there. So if you'd subscribe, I greatly appreciate it, folks. Have a great day. I'll be back here about 4 o'clock Central Time with your closing bell to let you know how all this ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you at the closing bell. Bye-bye.